A very good evening to you. It is Leah on MKFM, back with another MK Mental Health Hour, where we will dedicate an hour each month at 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening with local organisation Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support to provide a little bit of a safe space to discuss a variety of mental health topics, as well as share expert practical advice. So tonight we're going to be talking all about men's mental health. Really, really important topic. But before we get into that, John, welcome back to the studio.
Hello, Leah. Good
evening. Hello, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
And can we say Merry Christmas? I mean, it's December now.
I guess so. Yeah? It is nipped into December, so it's okay.
Yes.
But and I've seen way too many. In November, I've seen way too many lights
I know.
For my life.
They're all up. It's all happening. They are, yeah. Just got to go with it. I will apologise, actually, for the fact that I've got the lurgy. It's going round in a minute, so apologies if I sound very nasally today and I start coughing halfway through. But how is everything going with Arthur Ellis? If people don't know about the great work you do, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Arthur Ellis, we're two organisations, one of which works with businesses. So we do corporate training programs, everything that we've written ourselves alongside practitioners like in psychotherapy, psychology, to teach people coping strategies before they need them. That's done by a contribution, which then we put into a charity that we run that has about 2,000 people a year that we see in a one-to-one service across Milton Keynes and the surrounding areas. Given that it's men's mental health, I am a man.
You are a man.
I'm looking forward to talking with Neil and you about all of the different challenges. And Neil and I, we both kind of from a startup business world as well. So I think it's going to be a really interesting chat today.
Brilliant. Well, let's introduce Neil now. So this is Neil Smith from Metal. Hello, Neil.
Hi, Leah.
Thank
you
very much for joining us this evening. It's really lovely to have you in the studio.
My pleasure. Can I just compliment John on his segue there? I thought it was excellent radio work.
Very, very good. Very, very good.
Done a couple of these now.
Yes, you have. You're a pro. So Neil, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, so my background is I'm a TV producer, I guess, by trade. So I trained as a journalist and then at the BBC years ago and ended up making loads of TV shows as a director, creative director. Ended up running some companies, made some shows with Bear Grylls, who's my partner in Metal. Yeah, lots of those. A show called The Undateables in the company I ran. And then later on, I took over quite a big business, which was in charge of The Apprentice and Grand Designs and Escape to the Country and Great Railway Journeys and Snowflake Mountain.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then I had a midlife crisis and thought, right, I've got to go and put something good into the world.
I've got to give up
this successful career and become an impoverished startup founder. So, yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Metal then and what you do day to day. No worries. I'm passing the lurgy on, clearly.
Sorry.
No.
Apologies.
No worries.
Yeah,
I think we've all got it. So Metal, basically, it's a mental fitness app for men. And that's what we're calling it. Stealth health, if you like, because it will have an effect, we hope, on a lot of people's mental health. And it came about because there's a huge gap in the market for products for men, especially in the app space. So if you look at the kind of wellness app space, you've got 20,000 apps on the market. Maybe one or two of them that aren't very big as well are designed for men, but nothing, you know, of note yet. And we thought, okay, well, there's this male mental health crisis. You know, by the look of the stats, guys are the ones who need them most. So let's try to create a product that works for men. So that was the idea behind it.
What a brilliant idea. Well done, you.
Have you been working on it? Has it been
a couple of years?
Years, I imagine.
Yeah, so I first had kind of the idea at the beginning of January 2020. So what are we now? So it's 2.5 years, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing happened for the first 6 months. Then I left work and then, it took me another kind of, 6 months to kind of work out how I would turn from a TV producer into a tech entrepreneur.
Yeah. Big change.
Yes, exactly. And most of that came about through playing tennis. So I was playing tennis a lot and met people who were tech entrepreneurs there. And they said, oh, yeah, well, that will help you with that. Sounds like a good idea. So it's kind of a fortuitous set of events that kind of enabled me to do something completely different from what I've been doing my whole life, really.
Oh, nice.
And then how did Bear Grylls get involved in it? Was it through TV that you met each other?
Yeah, so Bear and I made loads of shows together all over the world for ITV, Channel 4, Discovery. You know, we made shows in China. We made a show called Running Wild China, which I think, so when I ran The Apprentice, if we got like 8 million people watching the final, we were over the moon. You know, that was the second biggest show on BBC after Strictly. when Bear and I did Running Wild China, we had 120 million people watching every night. This is quite big show.
Yeah,
and big spends as well. And so anyway, you know, Bear has always been about mental resilience, positivity, humility, inner strength. You know, he always talks about, you know, it's not what's in here, your biceps, that gets you through the tough times. It's what's up here in your head and in your heart. And so he's also just written a book about mental fitness called Mind Fuel. And so I just started talking to him. He was the first person I spoke to about it and said, look, there's this huge gap in the market for a product for men. So there's a commercial opportunity as well, because we need to be commercial. Otherwise, we will not be able to continue.
Yeah. There always has to be an element of that, doesn't it? No matter what good you want to do, there has to be a commercial element so you can carry on doing good.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, although we are a subscription app, you know, we do offer it free to anybody who genuinely can't afford it if they write to us. So we are putting in those kind of checks and balances to make sure we're as ethical as possible. But anyway, so I spoke to Bear and he kind of loved the idea and he said, yeah, let's do it. So, you know, I've just been, over the past year and a half, I've been getting team together and raising money from angel investors and then building the app, which is now out.
Fantastic. Yeah. So on all app stores, we can go and download Metal.
Yes. So on Apple, it's been out for a couple of weeks. And on Google, it's out on Friday, which I think is actually because this is pre-recorded.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be out now.
It'll be out. We're traveling through time to make sure Google is available for your listeners.
Brilliant. Well, that's what we needed to hear. Well, I'm fascinated to hear more about Metal. And of course, we'll be discussing more about men's mental health next. So this evening on the MK Mental Health Hour, I'm joined, as always, by John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support and Neil Smith from Metal. This evening, we're talking about men's mental health. So why is it so important to focus on men's mental health, John?
Simply, it's just not spoken about enough. I think for any side, it's not really spoken about enough, but we need to address sort of the elephants in the room. Men take their own lives 3 times as much as women. Generally, globally, I think it's around one person a second, something like that. And it's just become such an epidemic, such a big problem, that we wanted to dedicate a show to it. And bringing Neil on and Metal and talking about an option that people have just seemed like not just the right thing to do, but the most relevant thing to be able to show people at this time.
Absolutely. And are there certain reasons? Does it kind of show why men might be more prevalent at taking their own lives?
There are loads of reasons, and you can almost open up a can of worms if you start getting into different reasons, because sometimes the stats aren't clear. It's subjective in a lot of cases, but interestingly enough, women actually try more to take their own lives than men do. But men are much more violent and aggressive with the methods in which they take, so they're a bit more definitive when they do it. So the attempts are more successful, I guess you can put it in that way. It sounds weird to say that, but they're able to complete suicide more regularly than women can. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole host of reasons why people can get to that point, and I guess that's what you're asking. It's what are the stages, and that comes down to purpose in the individual's life. It comes down to what they're put on, what's put onto them throughout their lives, and what they have to deal with, all the way from, you know, being a parent, everything that everyone always goes through. But men are much less likely to talk and get it off their chest at the time, so they could, all of these individual small negative things can build up and build up to the point where it's very difficult to cope with. So that's, I guess, the purpose of us having that discussion today, is to encourage people to, even it's not even about talking about you and your worst day, but if you're having a bad day, talk about it so that it's bit by bit drip fed out of you rather than being held in.
Absolutely. And actually, Metal, your app, Neil, that's a lot. It's a lot around communicating. That's one of its focus points. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd slightly look at it maybe a different way, in the, you know, communication is really important. So, you know, the journey of Metal for me was, so I've been meditating since the age of 11. I was born with a disease of the nervous system, which made me shake really badly.
Right.
And meditation was my prescription, as it happened.
Oh, wow.
And it totally kind of transformed my life and meant that my shaking stopped. You know, when I was in my 20s, I suffered from depression, and I use self-hypnosis, which is also in the app, to overcome the depression, and that worked for me. And I also got into breath work, which we also included, which is kind of a quick way of transforming your physiological state. So I'm into all these kind of things, but I noticed that when I was talking to my mates about it, who were kind of outwardly successful guys who would go down the gym, look after their physical fitness, when I talked to them about anything to do with mental fitness or mental health, they kind of stare into their pints and want to know what time the MK Dons were playing.
Right,
you
yeah.
know, it's kind of like taboo subject. Mm. So I thought, okay, well, when you kind of zoom out and you look at the macro picture, that same vulnerability that I was seeing in my mates, which stopped them from kind of engaging in that conversation, mm. was being echoed in the men's mental health crisis. You know, so as John says, you know, we've got a bad mental health crisis for men at the moment, and it's the stats coming out through the UK and America are showing that it's actually got worse since COVID. So mm. if it was 75% of suicides by men pre-COVID, the new figures seem to be 83 have been reported in the States and 88 in the UK. So it's yeah. kind of it's something that is increasing. Obviously, there's stats and you have to kind of read into them, but you know it's a problem. And a lot of that is because men don't talk about their mental health. Yeah, and some will literally take their problems to the grave. I mean, we as a man, I totally understand because I didn't tell anybody when I had depression. You know, mm. I didn't go to the doctors. I didn't do anything. And you know, so I don't want to go to the doctors at the best time for anything. Mm. And so there's this, you know, there's a stigma and there's a vulnerability and and that's going to be hard to break down because for generations, millennia, men have been told they've got to be tough, they've got to keep their emotions inside, they've got to be the provider, they've got all these stereotypes. And so the correct message is that men need to talk. That is correct. And a lot of people are helping with that and we want to help with that. But it's not changing behavior quickly enough. And that's going to take time to break down those kind of societal barriers. So the idea behind Metal is, well, okay, could we just provide a toolkit for men's minds where men can look after their own mental health, their own mental fitness, as we're calling it, because we want it to be an aspirational thing. Mm. And you know, they don't need to talk. You know, they can just do something that they can do on their phone. It's something they're be proud of. They won't be ashamed if they might see it, you know. And it will have a positive effect on their focus, confidence, energy, you know, things that, you know, they'd be better at work, less angry, all those type of things, sleep better, have less anxiety. Mm. But in the process of doing so, the research we've got shows that the group that use it should suffer less depression and anxiety as a group overall, which is,
you know, I was going to say, yeah. I can imagine as well that will lead to them talking more.
And, because yes, so the ultimate outcome is that they lead.
Well, they'll know what to talk about.
They will.
And just to you, up on it.
Absolutely. And to your point, Leah, we do want them to communicate, and you know, we are going to build a community in order that they can do it. But the first steps is that we just, it's like a gateway or stealth health, as we're calling it, is that we give them something aspirational to do, and then they get used to that and they see there's a community, and if there's things they want to talk about, we've also got like help pages on there, which no other apps seem to have. So
Brilliant.
A lot of the charities have wanted to work with us because we're able to, because a lot of men wouldn't even know where to go to help in the first place.
So,
if they're using this, then we can say, guys, if you are feeling in a difficult spot, here's where you can go.
Absolutely. Well, it's a really, really important conversation and we're going to continue discussing it next. So this evening on the MK Mental Health Hour, we're talking all about men's mental health, joined by John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support and Neil Smith, who is the founder of mental fitness app Metal. And we should say it's Metal, M-E-T-T-L-E. Is that right?
Yeah, as in, you know, a person's ability to overcome difficulties and strength and resilience. Yeah.
Brilliant. And we were previously, a couple of minutes ago, we were just talking about meditation and how that helped you and breath work and things like that. And that's included in the app, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess that as a founder, I just thought, well, I'm going to put in the stuff that's worked for me, you know. And also, you know, we're calling ourselves Metal, the toolkit for men's minds. So I wanted people to have a choice of tools. So if they weren't comfortable with meditation, then maybe breathwork would work for them. So basically, yeah, our kind of core offering is meditation, which we've got a brilliant guy called Chibs Okereke, who is like an ex CEO, really kind of straight talking guy. If you want to get your meditation advice from anyone, it's going to be him. He's hilarious as well, and he's brilliant. He's got, you know, a full program which can help you on kind of generally learning to meditate, but also again overcoming stress, anxiety, sleeping better, and having more focus, etc. Breath work, I think, is going to be massive for men. I think I mean, they're already starting to get into it, I think, because it's a more masculine form of mental fitness. So the Wim Hof thing has obviously become really popular and people jump against cold water. And a part of that is breath work, and people are starting to get, you know, so it's used by elite athletes in the military already. So it's already quite a masculine tool. So, you know, it's something that we felt really strongly that we should keep in there. And again, that gives you, that's great for starting the day, gives you loads of energy, and also for calming down or dealing with, you know, any stress or anxiety you might be feeling, you know, using those tools. Things like box breathing are on there, which are used by the Navy SEALs, for example.
We use box breathing a lot in our service. Yeah, people find it so helpful.
Yeah, it's great. It's a really good tool. But it's very easy sell to men because, hey, this is what the Navy SEALs use to stay cool under pressure. Yeah.
But it does actually work, doesn't it?
And it works,
you know, everything on the app is kind of backed by science.
So, I mean, you know, it worked for me, as I say, you know, so I, as I say, my meditation was prescribed to me from a very early age, and it completely transformed my life, you know, socially. Yeah, we've worked, the whole app's been co-designed with Imperial College. We've done a huge amount of research in this area. And already launched a kind of prototype men's mental fitness app in Australia, which was backed by Movember. Right. And we've been working very closely with the founders of Movember as well, which shows that, you know, they got their app out. It was a meditation challenge, and they got it out to the outback Australian ambulance drivers and firefighters, so some of the toughest guys out there.
Yeah.
And it worked. And, you know, it's like, well, they used the app, they enjoyed the app, but as a result, and it's a full-scale randomized controlled trial, which is the kind of gold standard of trials, the test group had a significantly reduced incidence of anxiety and depression over a sustained period of time. So all the evidence shows that this stuff works. However, you know, we want everybody to come to the app. You know, the whole thing is about being really, really inclusive. And so it's not just for people who are struggling with mental health. It's to try and help everyone. You know,
to challenge yourself, really.
It is,
things, it's not easy.
No.
Recognize when something's going on that might be out of your control or whatever and gain control over it. That's a thing to really challenge yourself with.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of, you know, it's aspirational. It's about being happier, healthier, more successful, optimizing yourself, I guess, you know, and getting men used to the idea that you should look after your mental as well as your physical fitness.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think, you know, the idea of my dad going to the gym is laughable. Yeah, it's a hilarious notion, but my generation goes to the gym. My son's generation will look after their mental fitness. We're just in a kind of generational change at the moment, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting how these things do work. And I like the science behind it. And we've got an area of behavior that we encourage people to do, which box breathing and those sorts of things would fit into, called focus. I think you mentioned focus earlier on.
Yeah.
It's really interesting when we see people start to do these behaviors, do these activities, their self-awareness goes up quite high. And self-awareness is recognizing how you feel in the first place, but it's also what your behavior is doing to other people and, you know, your surrounding environment and that sort of thing. So when people start to recognize that, we can see that they're impacted a bit more by what's going on around them, which is where having a toolkit and things to do is going to be really important. So you actually know what to do about it when you start recognizing that you're feeling it. But those, what actually goes on in our brains, and you think about the decisions that we all have to make every day, whether it's to do with family, whether it's to do with work, whether it's to do with what food you want in the evening, whatever it might be, all of our synapses that fire those electrical responses all get crossed over. And the behaviours around box breathing, focusing in general, it could just be playing cards. It doesn't have to be sort of meditation or anything like that. But hypnosis, those sorts of things, it straightens back out your synapses.
Right.
So you're going to be able to make those decisions. A real good example of someone's self-awareness dropping is driving into the office and not remembering your commute, for example. It means that your synapses are all, you know, wired up wrong. You need some time to really take a break, do some breathing, have a cold shower, whatever it might be. Challenge yourself to bring your brain back. And that's kind of, I guess, what these tools will be doing across the app, for people to really challenge themselves in those times. And if you can balance yourself in those moments, you're going to set yourself apart from everybody else that isn't doing it, I guess. It's a real testament to resilience.
Absolutely. Well, we'll continue the discussion next. So this evening on the MK Mental Health Hour, we're talking all about men's mental health. Joined in the studio, as always, by John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support and founder of mental fitness app Metal, Neil Smith. And that is Metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, which I just want to clarify just in case anybody's really interested in the app and wants to go and download it. So tell us a bit more about Metal and what people can expect if they do go on to download it after the show.
Yeah, so we wanted to create a really kind of, as I said, aspirational kind of product. It's really high quality, like superb content, as I was saying, from our kind of meditation guide, Chibs, our breathwork guide, Jamie. We've also got Paul McKenna, the world-famous hypnotist. He's providing all our kind of hypnosis section, which is we're calling mind hacking, which kind of is all about getting more confidence, you
never
know, overcoming
tried
wealth
hypnosis.
Blocks. Oh, it's excellent.
I've never
You'll
tried.
Love it.
I'm going to have to get it. Yeah,
John,
download
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So, because, you know, this is the thing about having a toolkit. Mm. You know, my wife was on it yesterday. Shh, because it's supposed to be for men. on all the Paul McKenna stuff, you know, which she loves, you know. So this is like, you know, there's a lot on there. But as soon as you come on, there's a welcome video from Bear just explaining how to use the app and what mental fitness is all about. And then we ask you, you know.
And
we,
that is just Bear Grylls. If anybody's missed
Bear
the
Grylls,
beginning
yeah.
part of the show, Bear Grylls is part of the
That's right,
the
yeah.
app.
So Bear Grylls, the adventurer and you know, also mental fitness yeah. advocate, is the co-founder with me in this app. So you see a welcome video from Bear. We ask you 5 questions in order to generate a mental fitness score, which is quite a fun thing to do. Who doesn't love
5
doing
questions?
A quiz.
Is so easy as well. Like, it's not 50 questionnaire.
Yeah.
It's just 5.
Yeah.
But the result is that after you've, you know, answered those 5 questions, you'll get a fitness score, a mental fitness score, and each of those 5 questions generates a ring. Like a ring score, a bit like an Apple kind of rings okay. on Apple Watches, which, you know, you can improve on by doing the content. Mm. So, you know, where one thing that we noticed in other apps is that men especially can suffer choice paralysis. So let's say you think, okay, all right, I'll go and try. My girlfriend's told me I'm too angry. I'm going to go and try some meditation. Yeah, so I go to one of the big apps and, you know, there's a lot on there, yeah, and I don't know where to start. And then I'm, you know, I've got choice paralysis and I could
work. It's like cognitive dissonance, isn't it? You just end up doing nothing.
You do nothing or you're in a worse state than when you turn up.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, right, we can't have that happening. So, you know, when you've done your 5 tests, 5 questions, you'll get your ring scores and we'll prescribe you content, which will help you get your ring scores up. Yeah, so immediately we're telling you, hey, these are some things you can do. We've also got like a ChatGPT check-in, the metal bot, which kind of asks you how you're feeling today and will serve up it's kind of quick hit content to respond to your physical state today. Your emotional state today. And we also have like kind of, you know, the top 7 things that we asked. We interviewed like over 1,000 men and asked them what are the things they'd like to get better at. And we've got sort of, you know, content packs based around that. So that I think is, if I remember rightly, it's focus, confidence, energy, anxiety, stress, sleep, and success.
Oh, right.
Yes, success is a big one for men.
We've said that this is very much an app about like challenging yourself and I suppose driving it towards success. It doesn't necessarily have to be like monetary success, but
no.
It could be containing yourself at, I'll just pick something out of the air about my weekend, like a family 1-year-old's birthday party, for example.
Absolutely.
So, you know, different families coming together and stuff, like that's stressful sometimes.
Yeah.
So it could just be being more effective in environments like that rather than just the label of success being like monetary, even
That's
though
right,
people
yeah.
could apply it to that.
And
so
there is some of that reframing in it. So
they
Paul
can apply
McKenna
it
does.
To whatever they
That's
want
right.
to, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what is wealth? It's kind
exactly.
of is being
yeah,
healthy
yeah, exactly.
and having
yeah.
family and
exactly.
all that type of thing. So, yeah. But, you know, men want that. So it's like, let's give them what they want. So the whole app is designed to kind of give men what they want.
Right.
In fact,
brilliant.
I think we call that section What Men Want.
Yeah.
That's
very well
what
titled.
They told us.
But even though there's this whole talk, we've spoken a bit about the science and stuff. I know you mentioned Maudsley Hospital and a few other hospitals earlier on.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been, you know, the whole point of Metal is that, you know, we're providing a service which is lacking and it's science-backed and evidence-based. Mm. So everything we've done, we've worked with Imperial College, as I say, to kind of co-design the app. We've got a clinical lead who's a consultant psychiatrist. We've also got Dr. Alex George on board. So Dr. Alex is our, you know, he is also a co-founder Obviously very well known as being ex-Love Islander and A&E doctor turned the UK mental health ambassador. So he's absolutely brilliant, and he provides content on the app as well. And yeah, we've worked, you know, we're working with the Maudsley and the NHS to become their first ever quality assured app, because I think what's interesting to, so the Maudsley is the world's largest mental health institution. I think what's interesting to them, and when we first went in, they were like, well, this is great because you can get guys, you're not trying to just get people who are suffering from mental health problems. You're just trying to get everybody to look after their mental fitness. Yeah, so if you can get men to start to engage with their minds, yeah, and their mental fitness, and we know the evidence shows that that will also have a positive effect on their mental health. And that's A, number one, because we need to be preventing mental health problems in men because there's a crisis, but the NHS finds it difficult to do preventative health. But B, we can show them where to go if they really need, you know, additional help by through our help pages and stuff. So having that, you know, men also want things that are true, proven to be true. We're quite fact-based, you know, obviously I'm massively generalizing, but we want to know if things work, and so that's a really important part of it as
well. It would be really interesting, because you said about choice paralysis and stuff. If there's lots of things on your help page, I wonder whether the people who need the help the most would get choice paralysis at that point. So it'd be interesting to see, I don't know, if there's a way to almost siphon people to the right type of help for them. And I'm sure you probably, I know it's like early stages,
I think that,
cool to look
so
at some point.
All of that community and additional support will come down the line. But at the moment, we just need to get them, you know, the sort of basic tools.
No, absolutely.
And enough kind of, you know, pointers. And, you know, that'll be for every country. So we've got, you know, so we're, you know, releasing first in English speaking countries. So you'll be able to see which services you should
want to access. Oh, yeah, it could be epic, though. Like, that could be so good.
Yeah,
even though I'm sure it is already.
Yeah,
but like the siphoning people through into the right type of support in the future, different languages.
Yeah,
like,
and I think this is also what places, you know, some of the larger places, whether it's Imperial or the Maudsley or some of our investors say, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, could Metal become the brand for men looking after their mental fitness and health, that obviously encompasses so many things, doesn't it? So
I love that positive drive towards it as well. It's well framed, because I think, like you said, there's a difference between people being looking for improvements and being unwell. If for the majority of people looking for those improvements, it casts the net out so wide to everybody.
And that's what we're all about. It's kind of, you know, people improving themselves. We're not a replacement for a doctor, and we do say that. But equally, we can sort of help, you know, point people in the right direction.
Well, it sounds like a really, really useful toolkit for a lot of people, and we're going to continue talking about it right after this. So this evening on the MK Mental Health Hour, we're talking all about men's mental health with Neil Smith, who is the founder of mental fitness app Metal, and John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support. So we've been talking a lot about Metal and kind of these mental fitness apps. Who should be using these kind of apps, John?
Anyone. I think that there's this massive misconception, and I think that's partly how mental health awareness has been raised to be very condition based. So a lot of people know about anxiety and depression now, but actually, if we look at what they come from or where conditions may come from, if you have a look at any given community, whether it's a business, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a community or a family, you have well-being issues and you have mental health issues. Let's say mental health issues are like more of the condition-based things going on. Well-being issues are things that, not to downplay them, but they could be situational. So you're talking about maybe a divorce, even a wedding, something positive. It's still stressful, right? So we have these things in our life that disrupt our well-being. And they, if not managed, can turn into things like depression, anxiety, or things where we are challenged by depression or anxiety, not necessarily a fully blown condition. So if you look at a population, about 77% of people will experience a well-being issue in a given year, and 17% will experience a mental health issue in a given year. So when people talk about mental health, often they are talking about their well-being. They're talking about something that's situational, this will pass, but it's only going to pass if you do something about it. So what we tend to see is that escalates. And, you know, like we said earlier on about just ploughing on and cracking on through whatever situation we're in without talking about it, without figuring out what to do about it, without some level of resilience there, it's going to eventually have an impact. I've got bipolar, I think most people know. So it was described to me by my nurse that if I have a period of unwellness, that's actually going to cause some level of damage to my brain if it's not controlled. And if you are depressed, for example, once, you are about 25% likely to have it again in the future. If you have it again, it goes to 50%, 75%, wow, until you develop something called chronic depression. It's a bit like bending a paperclip and that bit keeps on getting weaker. So really, to do something about it beforehand is your best bet. And that was certainly an incentive. When I found that out, it was certainly an incentive for me to, you know, work on these things.
Absolutely. So really, really important to be working on those things.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, find ways too.
Absolutely. And Neil, you were describing earlier about kind of building a bit of a routine into kind of doing meditation or things like that.
Yeah. You know, and just on that mental health point, I think that, you know, you wouldn't say I don't have physical health because I don't have a heart disease or a broken leg.
Exactly, yeah.
But you do say I don't have mental health don't perceive you have a condition.
A
so I think we all have mental health.
Yeah.
And it's important to keep it in a good place. Mm. And one of the ways you can
train
do it is to train it. Yeah. And so the best way to do that, like all training, is to have a routine. So, you know, with me, I get up every morning. And it's quite a stressful time for me because I'm launching an app.
Yes.
You've got lots of investors to keep happy, etc. They're all very nice, he says. But, you know, it's kind of like I wake up and I'm like, 1,000 things on my mind, yeah? But then I sit down, I do my meditation, I do my breath work, I do my self-hypnosis. So I actually use these tools, you know, on a daily basis. And that just kind of clears it for me. And, you know, my mind is taken off those things that are immediate stresses every morning and just taken into a more neutral, positive space. And, you know, I'm looking after my physiology with my breath work, etc. And then I'm ready to go. I feel a whole lot better. I then have a cold shower afterwards, which I'm a bit of a cold shower fan as well. But, you know, finding that time to do a little, I do quite a lot, but just finding the time to just do a small amount of looking after your mental fitness every day is what's going to give you good mental health, we hope. Yeah. And you know, one of the ways we've designed Metal is to have shorter pieces of content because it looks like men want to do things quicker,
right,
which probably doesn't surprise anybody. Yeah, it's kind of like they want 5 or 10 minute meditations where women might be prepared to sit for longer, or, you know, they want quicker breath works. And so we've made the content, you know, of a size that men are able to consume easily. So I think it's all about just setting a routine, saying, okay, well, for half an hour in the morning, or for 15 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it takes, I'm going to dedicate some time, same time each day. That's what they call habit stacking. So okay, I'm going to clean my teeth and then I'm going to use Metal or an app.
Could you do it, this may be a bit off piece, but could you do it with something else? So if someone walks a dog, for example, could they do it while they're walking the dog?
Yes,
build it in as
part
of the existing routine?
Yeah, you can do it in various places, and we're actually looking at kind of commuting stuff as well. How people would use it on the commute. But yeah, I mean, you don't always need to be seated. You could be, you know, lying down, or you could be walking the dog or whatever, you know. So yeah, there's different, you can build it into your routine, but I think it's that building it into your routine is what, you know, the reason I clean my teeth every day is not because I remember. Because I need a filling. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Great analogy.
There you go. I'm here for a
reason. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm looking after the health of my teeth, not because there's something wrong with them. You're right. But it's habit. So I do it, and therefore my teeth are more healthy. So it's the same principle. It's if we can form positive habits, then, you know, we're going to massively improve our lives.
Absolutely. So building that routine, really, really, really important. And we've had so many fantastic tips and toolkits that have been explained throughout the show this evening. We're going to try and summarise it all nice and neatly right after this from Jamiroquai. So as always, a really, really fascinating MK Mental Health Hour. We've discussed so much about men's mental health. John, as always, would you mind giving us a little bit of a summary about everything we've discussed? Thank you.
Such a big topic.
I'm
not going to be able to summarise absolutely everything, but hopefully people have enjoyed the show. Just to recap on a few things, men's mental health is an epidemic. Everyone well, men are in crisis. There are so many different issues related to it that it's a bit too much to list, but primarily we want to get men talking a little bit more about the small things rather than waiting until there's these huge things going on for them. So aside from downloading Metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, they can begin looking into themselves, like breath work, hypnosis, meditation, all of these things, even though I think previously they've been described as fluffy or a bit hippie-ish and not really, you know, men can have a look at them in a variety of different ways. It's a bit like antibiotics. You don't just do it once, start feeling better and don't complete the course. You finish the course, you challenge yourself. All of these things, if our brain is a bit jumbled, all of the decision-making we've got to make, the day-to-day ploughing through and just cracking on, that eventually is not going to work. Our brain synapses get tangled. We can't make those decisions. We don't know what we had for dinner last night, or we don't remember the commute in to work. That means that we need to start challenging ourselves in those environments. So doing things like this, what's on the app, even day-to-day, just recognizing when we're like that and taking that minute to train ourselves into being a bit more able to cope with things like that, that's going to completely transform our resilience. We call it focus in our behaviours, and it can be absolutely revolutionary for people to know where they're at, know how they're feeling, know what they can do about it, and know what impact their behaviour has on others.
Brilliant. Well done, John. Nailed it, as always. Thank you very much. And it has been a really, really interesting MK Mental Health Hour. If people want to find out more about you and Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support, how can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Arthur Ellis, we have a couple of 100,000 people in the city that can access our mental health service, our one-to-one service for free. So you can just go to arthurellismhs.com. Also, businesses can reach out to us to contribute for a training program, which also helps the children of the city.
Fantastic. And Neil Smith, founder of mental fitness app Metal, it's been so fascinating speaking with you this evening.
Thank you.
If people want to find out more about you and Metal, how can they do that?
Well, the app Metal, as John again pointed out, M-E-T-T-L-E, is available to download from Apple or the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. But also you can have a look at our website, which is www.bemetal.com. And I think, you know, just to your point, John, you know, about not being hippie-ish, that is a real barrier for men as well. And, you know, the three things that we've tried to do, you know, the three objections to men using these tools, which could help them, were too female, too hippie-ish, and there's nothing wrong with me. So too female or metal were just for men. Too hippie-ish, well, we're completely science-backed and straight-talking, and there's nothing wrong with me. It's like, no, this is about just
It
doesn't have to be, is about getting better, being aspirational, you know, looking after your mental fitness.
Brilliant. Thank you both so much for joining us this evening. It has been a really fascinating conversation.
If you have
missed any of it, then we will, as always, have the full podcast available to listen again and download on our website, mkfm.com. And please share it with anybody that you think might be able to benefit from it. And please do join us again for another MK Mental Health Hour on the first Sunday of next month.